Welcome to Inside Hogwarts, a Harry Potter podcast made by kids for kids. I'm Daisy.
And I'm Vaughn.
And today we're talking about Chapter 15 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the Hogwarts High Inquisitor. So when I was setting up the mics, I'm not sure that one of them was working properly, so if I am exceedingly quiet, I do apologize, and I might try to fix it. I guess we'll see. Sorry about missing last week, but basically what ended up happening was I didn't go to camp for 3 weeks, and then I ended up just being busy with chemistry.
That's
but
fun.
Vaughn went to camp, so we weren't able to record as much as we were like wanted to. But guys, good news. This is my last week of chemistry. My final is on Friday. How's your week been going?
Well, it all started when it was okay. Not the best.
What have you been doing?
Well, I have been doing hardcore sitting exercises.
Go on. No, explain. I want to...
And I have mastered the art of the remote.
Okay, like clicking around, figuring out how to exit apps, how to exit streaming services.
Of course.
Okay. What have you watched lately? We've actually been doing a little bit of a Marvel marathon, if you could call it that. We're on Iron Man 2 right now.
We're going to start Iron Man 2.
Yeah. We've seen 3 so far. I guess we'll see how much more we can get through before
Daisy quits.
No.
Quitted the Star Wars marathon.
Okay, the Star Wars Star Wars isn't that good.
It is amazing.
And I came to the realization, you might even call it an epiphany that I had, and I realized that Star Wars fans hate Star Wars. Like, they hate it, because all they do is complain about Star
Daisy
Wars.
Daisy finally had her spiritual awakening.
Yeah,
She realized it.
Because Harry Potter fans seem to like Harry Potter, you know? Like, we don't have endless... Except for if you're talking about Fantastic Beasts, we do not have endless complaints about the Harry Potter universe. We pretty much just love every aspect of it.
I hated the new Dumbledore movie.
That's fine. I said except for Fantastic Beasts.
Really?
Yes, except for the actual 7 core Harry Potter books, people seem to enjoy and not really complain about too much. But Star Wars, people have nothing but complaints.
I have so many complaints for The Rise of Skywalker, the final movie.
I realize you
they
do.
They didn't have to bring Palpatine back.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Harry Potter is probably one of the most, like, devoted fandom, or maybe Star Wars fans are devoted too, but they're devoted in a different way.
But what was so easy about the Harry Potter franchise was they already had an amazing, successful book series.
Yeah.
And they just base it completely off of there.
Yeah.
But from Star Wars, they had the comics as a reference for, like, the prequels and the original trilogy. Oh, but when you get to the new stuff...
Even the original trilogy... the prequels are the ones that everyone's always complaining about.
No, it's
like
the sequels.
They don't like Jar Jar.
It's the sequels. It's the sequels they hate.
Yeah, but, I mean...
The prequels are the peak of the Star Wars franchise.
If you like Harry Potter, you're good. Because you are part of the best fandom. Because if you are part of Star Wars, just get ready for endless amounts of pain and suffering.
No.
That's all I have to say. And Marvel, I feel
just
like...
Don't talk to other Star Wars fans.
You know what? Marvel, I think you're...
Shut yourself away from them.
If you like Marvel, you're probably in for a lot of pain and suffering as well. Unless you only like the really popular movies. Because no matter what Marvel movies I like, people will tell me that I'm wrong.
So, what movies do you like?
Like Black Widow. I like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 better than Guardians of the Galaxy 1. See, that's the one that gets people.
What are you thinking?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is amazing.
I don't even remember the plot of... Oh, that was Ego. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I can't even watch Guardians of the Galaxy 1 now. It has to be 2. Black Widow is amazing. Iron Man is amazing. Cap is okay.
Iron Man isn't the best.
I love Iron Man. Okay, anyway.
All right, we're devolving.
This is a Marvel podcast now. And Star Wars. So first sentence of today's chapter is they had expected to have to comb Hermione's... I took these notes so long ago. Sorry, guys, if we're a little bit out of it today. They'd expected to have to comb Hermione's Daily Prophet carefully next morning to find the article Percy had mentioned in his letter. But they didn't. Plot twist. Because Hermione immediately... Every single animal in our house feels the need to move around right now. And keep in mind, guys, we have four dogs.
We have the fat sausage dog.
Just a basset hound.
Clacking around and clacking around.
Yes, because her nails really desperately need to be cut.
But she won't let us cut them.
Because she cries. And then she just, yeah, it sounds like she's wearing high heels or something. With like four heels when she walks down the hall. Hermione immediately noticed a large picture of Dolores Umbridge with the headline, Ministry Seeks Educational Reform. Dolores Umbridge appointed first ever High Inquisitor. Hermione read the article aloud in which Percy was quoted as saying that Dumbledore couldn't find a DADA teacher, so Umbridge was appointed by Fudge. Percy also said that this was part of the minister's plan to get a grip on the falling standards at Hogwarts, so the Inquisitor will have the power to inspect her fellow educators to make sure they are coming up to scratch. Which is... I think just the weirdest position, because in school in general, you do, because Vaughn, you know how when you're in class, people from the school district will come to see how your teacher's doing and to inspect. Is it?
Not really.
I feel like that's very, well, because I think you'll see it more. It happens in high, it happens a lot. I don't know how you don't know what I'm talking about, but in high school, because I don't remember any other year because lockdown and everything else is a blur. Like, people from the district will come sit in the back of the class and just inspecting, just seeing if your teacher is being a good teacher. That's kind of
today was the game. It was the day I had fun cahoots planned. Oh, no.
I wish teachers did that more. Like, okay, kids, today I was lazy, so we are going to do
some fun cahoots.
Winner gets candy. Hermione finished reading the article. She and Harry were outraged, but noticed that Ron was beginning to smile. Ron said that he couldn't wait for Umbridge to inspect McGonagall because she wouldn't know what's hit her. Umbridge was, I thought you were going to go, contender.
Contender!
I've been thinking about it ever since he said it the first time. I'm like, when can I drop this into a random conversation with people? I want the right time to happen when someone says something and I just go contender.
No, that's reserved for me.
That was really funny.
Huh? I'm afraid that's reserved for me.
You're afraid that's reserved for you and Jeff Goldblum.
There could only be one Jeff.
And it's you.
I'm Jeff.
Yeah. Where are we? Umbridge was not in History of Magic or Double Potions, where Harry was handed his essay back with a D for dreadful in the corner.
D for dreadful.
Harry read. Sorry, go ahead.
What do the other letters stand for? Like, what's the grading system again? Is O's outstanding?
It's acceptable.
It's a weird thing.
I forget the whole thing. T is toad. That's below D, and then I think A is below O, which is acceptable. So. I don't know. I'm just too lazy to look it up right now. So Harry reread and reread every instruction of the potion instructions in the lesson and delivered a potion that was at least blue rather than pink like Neville's potion was. So at lunch, Hermione is basically talking about the essay that they wrote as well as OWL grades. But before we get into OWL grades, what do you think? I've been thinking about this a lot lately. What do you think of people asking you what grade you got on a test? Because this happens a lot, I feel like, in school, when you come out of, you know, because for me, at least, when I take a test, I am not really stressed out the day of, and I'm not stressed out after. I'm like, I did my best, I studied, so if I get a bad grade, I just need to study more next time, or I just need to try harder.
Or maybe it wasn't my fault.
Exactly. But I don't worry about it, because, like, what's the use worrying? You already took the test, you did what you could, and now it's over. But I know that a lot of my friends, at least, get really worried about it and talk about it, like, a lot. And then after the test grade comes out, they go around to everyone. Like, what did you get on the test?
So I'll only ask people what they got on the test in – I would only ask – In my old class, my old English class, because everybody did, that was like their worst class.
Okay,
that makes sense. Because I don't
Your teacher was basically Dolores Umbridge.
Because of the teacher. So everybody, everybody asked everybody. I asked people too, because we were always in fear of getting a bad grade. And like, that was the very first class. That was in, it was in that class. That was the very first time I failed a test.
I fail tests. Don't be worried about it. Like, high school.
Yeah, like, comes for you. Like, people didn't do well very often. Generally, it was all C's or B's. And
Yeah,
you got the occasional F. Like, one time, five people in my class weren't in her class one time.
Yeah.
Because we were in band doing something. And the rest of the class got notified that there's a test tomorrow. So, for five kids, including me, got a surprise test.
Oh, great. That sucks. Did you end with an A in that class?
I ended with a, maybe? Okay. A. I think I did end with an A.
That's good. But yeah, I just think it's a little bit, I think it's only proper to ask when you did horribly and you just want to test it out and be like, just ask everyone, did you do as horribly as I did? Because I did pretty bad. Like, I just want to, you know, be able to tell my mom, hey, everyone did bad, not just I did bad. But I think it's a little bit impolite to ask if you got 100% and you're going around asking people what they got on the test, because you just want to brag.
I only ask people. Yeah, I don't do that. I only ask if I have a low score.
Yeah. Or I've had people, they'll text me and they'll say, what did you get on the test? And I'll tell them. And then I go, what did you get? And then they don't respond. I'm like, you did that purely for your own benefit, just because you wanted to feel good about yourself.
Or they'll ask, and I'll give them a high score, and they'll be like, I don't want to talk.
Really? Yeah, I just don't think it's, just for those of you listening, just consider that before you ask someone, because I think it's something important to keep in mind that it's not always polite to ask. At lunch, Hermione discussed OWO grades with the twins and Lee Jordan. Afterwards, Fred asked if they had an
expected lesson?
I don't know what Inspected lesson. I put expected lesson. Inspected lesson, yeah. They said no. Fred said she was in their charms class before lunch and lurked in the corner taking notes on her
clipboard. Just imagining her in like a dark corner, like prowling with her back hunched over, her massive, she's like extremely long claws, and she's just glaring.
Yeah. Have you seen salad fingers on YouTube?
Salad fingers? What is salad fingers?
It's an animation.
I need to see it.
It's like rusty spoons.
Rusty spoons?
You have to watch it.
No, explain it to me.
No, salad fingers likes rusty spoons. I don't know why.
I don't understand. Is there like a person with salad fingers?
I haven't seen it in ages. I just know our grandpa showed it to me one time.
Yeah.
After lunch, Umbridge was inspecting Harry and Ron's divination class. Trelawney told everyone to split into pairs and interpret each other's nighttime visions.
What if I didn't have a nighttime vision?
Exactly. I don't have dreams every night. Or maybe I do, but I don't remember them.
I had a dream recently. It was like the first dream I've had in a long time. I think I was at a summer camp, and then down by the water, and like there was a ton of kids, and down by the water, I think, you know that, I haven't seen Suicide Squad 2, but you know that shark guy?
Yeah. He was there?
He was there eating
like Maui?
People. He was there eating people.
From Moana?
And he walked super slow. He just like took, it was like on a nice stroll, just so eating weird. People, and then if somebody was in the water, he'd go speed sprint.
Oh my gosh. Harry noticed Umbridge stand up from her seat and walk around the room with Trelawney, listening to conversations and occasionally asking questions. They heard Umbridge ask Trelawney how long she's had her post at Hogwarts. Trelawney said for nearly 16 years. She continued to question her about her descent from the celebrated seer Cassandra Trelawney. Umbridge asked Trelawney to make a prediction for her. Trelawney said that the inner eye does not see upon demand, but told Umbridge that she was in grave danger. Umbridge told Trelawney standing there, or left Trelawney standing there. She basically kind of like wrote something on her notepad and then walked away, and Trelawney walked over to Harry and Ron. She asked to see their dream diary and foretold Harry's early and gruesome death, which, again,
doesn't come true.
Definitely doesn't.
Spoilers.
Definitely doesn't come true. Definitely not. They went to DADA after divination, and Umbridge told them wands away. Sorry. Umbridge told everyone to read chapter 2 in their books, and of course, Hermione, being the overachiever that she is, raised her hand, and Umbridge bent down and whispered, asking what Hermione wanted. Hermione said she had already read the entire book. She recited what Mr. Slinkard's opinion was in the book on counter-jinxes, but that she disagreed with him. Umbridge walked back to the front of the class and told Hermione that her opinion doesn't matter in this class, and that she would be taking 5 points from Gryffindor.
No free speech.
Yeah. I definitely get rereading or reading the whole book before school starts because it's so much better. Or if you have to take some notes for class and you take them the week before, it's just so, it helps so much. What are these notes, Mon? Look, these are the shortest notes.
You're not being very nice to me.
This is the last episode.
You're not being very nice to me. I've been going to Short Note Takers Anonymous. Daisy, I can't keep going. I can't go on if you're going to do this.
Umbridge said that she was there to teach them using a ministry-approved method because other than Professor Quirrell, their previous DADA teachers had not been teaching age-appropriate lessons. Harry said that Quirrell was a great teacher other than the minor drawback of having Lord Voldemort sticking out of his head. Umbridge gave Harry another week of detention.
Woohoo!
Yes!
You did it, Harry!
That evening, Harry was determined to not complain during his detention. The worst part of receiving detention for him was Angelina's reaction. She shouted so loudly at him at breakfast on Tuesday that McGonagall came over to them. Angelina told her that Harry had gotten detention again. He told her that it was Umbridge who had given him the detention, and since she was upset that even after their conversation he had still lost his temper, she took another 5 points from Gryffindor and told him to get a grip on himself, except for she didn't give him a biscuit this time.
No biscuit!
No biscuit? He probably can have as many biscuits as he wants.
He risked it for the biscuit and it didn't work.
I feel like, no, we need another rhyme for that. He risked it for the biscuit. What rhymes with risk? What rhymes with biscuit? Licked it?
What?
He risked it for the biscuit, but didn't get to lick it. No, that doesn't make sense. Pick it? You risked it? Pick it, like as in the...
No, okay, I think that's it.
Okay.
Minerva told them to be quiet and left. They finished breakfast and went to Transfiguration, where Umbridge sat in a corner with a clipboard. Ignore my typos. Minerva entered and began the instructing class, and I call her Minerva because I cannot spell McGonagall. I can't get it right.
Vaughn is on a first-name basis with a teacher.
Of course.
A much older teacher.
Umbridge went, hem-hem, but Minerva ignored her. She continued to go, hem-hem, until Minerva acknowledged her, and Umbridge asked if she had received her letter about the date of her inspection. Minerva said that if she did, Minerva said that she had, and she didn't permit students to talk while she was talking. Umbridge began to furiously write things down throughout the class. At the end of class, Umbridge approached Minerva and asked how long she had been teaching. Minerva said 39 years.
That is a lot.
I don't think I can commit that much time to a school. I think I'd retire.
Me too.
And Umbridge left. Later that day, at Care of Magical Creatures, Umbridge was there. She asked where Hagrid was, and nobody knew.
39 years? Has it been 39 years since Secrets of Dumbledore? I feel like it's been more than that.
I don't... Oh.
I know.
Look it up.
I'm looking up what year was Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. So, No. Okay. We got
1995. No, I don't think it's a secret to Dumbledore. Dumbledore?
Don't ignore my typo.
Set.
1932. Definitely more than 39
Way more.
Years. Paul. Go ahead.
Or maybe she was just lying.
Maybe.
She interrogated individual students about the class and the professor. She came to Malfoy and Goyle, who told her about the Hippogriff attack on Malfoy. Harry butted in that Malfoy wasn't following directions. That Malfoy wasn't following directions and was giving and Harry got another night of detention. That night, when he got back to the common room, Harry found Ron and Hermione waiting for him. Hermione gave him a bowl of yellow liquid to soothe the pain in his hand. Hermione said that they should learn the spells in DADA for real, and that they needed a teacher.
Oh, this is a big moment!
She suggested Harry.
No way!
Oh, she said the thing.
Go.
Harry said that he shouldn't be the one to do it, but Hermione began listing his accomplishments. Defeating Voldemort 3 times, killing the Basilisk, and fighting the 100 Dementors at once.
It's true.
Harry said that it was all luck, and that they didn't understand what it was like to be in a life-or-death fight. Harry agreed to consider it and went to bed. Last sentence. His restless night was punctuated once more by the dreams of long corridors and locked doors, and he awoke next day with a scar prickling again.
Yes, okay. Okay, we're finally going to get to that teacher Harry part. Okay, so we don't have any movie gifts for today, because we're short on time, so we really need to move on to our AVPM analysis. We'll be right back. Okay, so welcome to our analysis. Hopefully you enjoyed the ad. We haven't had ads in so long, but Anchor wants to sponsor us.
Yay.
Again.
So, I think it's just, they're surprised we've been going this long.
Honestly, I think they are, because I don't know that a lot of people, or especially kids, I don't know that they know we're kids, but...
It's probably just an algorithm to be like, oh, they've been going on this long on our podcast, so we're like, oh, we can sponsor them.
Well, we'll sponsor them, you know, but it's
and
good.
They have enough of a viewership.
Just like this, the bare minimum.
Of those, I'm telling you, Jim, one of those 20 viewers are going to start a podcast on Anchor. We need to sponsor them.
So, yeah. Hopefully you're one of the 20 listening. Okay. So today we're doing AVPM part 3. Let's get started, and we're starting in 3, 2, 1.
It's scary.
Did you not plug the earbuds in?
Did I not?
They're in. I'm plugging. You probably put them
there
on.
There it is.
Okay. All right. Now for real this time. 3, 2, 1.
I'm scary. Idea. I think it's maybe Seamus, because Seamus does get mad at Harry.
Oh. I'm gonna find Harry Potter and I'm gonna f-
Yeah, they're on the stage.
Yeah, literally. Because I don't think it's really a stage. I think it's just a floor. This is the one. I think
it's a massive Hershey's bar.
I heard they spent like $50 on that, like half of their budget on that bar. I heard that in an interview. I don't know if it's true.
Wow, this totally sucks, man. This is horrible.
I love that Hershey bar. Like, I want that Hershey bar.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look at this. It's terrible. Harry Potter versus Voldemort, the fight of the century.
No, it's not that. Remind me. Just like, I can't get her out of my head, and every time I look at her, I have these pains in my chest, and I just
I think it's from eating all the chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. Because he probably ate a lot of it already. But
I'm just not cut out.
I wonder if he felt really
tough.
Sick.
Man, I know what you mean. It's
after
like when
they
you're trying to
did
save
this
the whole world is just against
no,
you.
No, 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 no.
Oh, it says Hershey on it.
Why does every conversation we have to turn into Potter talk?
It's not Potter talk.
No, no, I'm miserable.
Points at chocolate.
And all you can do is talk about yourself. and like the most self-absorbed guy I know. If you were miserable, I'd be there for you. But you won't even listen to me, and I'm sick of it.
Honestly, Ron has
a
point, though.
So good luck with whatever you were talking about.
Kind of.
And I hope that you and Voldemort live happily ever after. Me, I am never going to be
happy. Oh my god, a little dramatic.
So I'm just going to go curl up in my sock drawer and sleep for days.
Were you just talking to Ron?
Yeah, I was trying to tell him about
Voldemort.
Well,
did he say anything about him?
Yeah, he said
was one of them an apology for how he treated me at the group?
Yeah, I heard about that. Listen, I was wondering maybe you heard about a little something. I don't know, Voldemort is back, Cedric Diggory is dead, Professor Quirrell was crazy, and now I have to save the world. Did you hear that, Hermione?
Actually, I have heard those things, Harry, about 1,000 times, but never have they been told to me with so much sass. Love the attitude, Harry Potter.
I've never had someone do that to me, and I've never seen someone actually stick their hand out and be like, talk to the hand. Harry Potter.
Don't you think I have a right to be a little stressed out?
Well, no. No, I don't. You know what? This is just like with the dragon, okay? I stressed out, I told you to prepare, and yet you didn't do anything, and you were fine. You know, you just played your little guitar. I mean, I don't know what you're crying about, Harry. This is just like when you defeated Voldemort, and you were a baby.
Hermione, come on, you're the friend that's supposed to tell me to go to the library and try and figure this stuff out.
But you know what, Harry? I don't do that anymore.
I don't do that anymore. The old ball happened and she's given up on studying.
I heard Voldemort's back.
Gosh, she's gonna roll on the table.
But he's trying to kill you. What do you think about that, Moonshoes?
Malfoy, I honestly don't see why you're so happy about this. If Voldemort is back, which he is, we might as well kiss Hogwarts goodbye. We might as well kiss the whole planet goodbye.
Kiss the planet goodbye? Having second thoughts about
it. I know they were insisting.
Malfoy, you're the last person I want to talk to right now, okay?
You know what? As soon as you're out of the way, I'll be the coolest kid in school.
Malfoy, that will never happen. Everybody hates you.
Oh, right. Okay, this coming from Hermione Stranger.
I don't know.
Even Moaning Myrtle is cooler than you.
Take this! Expelliarmus!
That was...
I didn't know Expelliarmus worked in ways like that.
It looks like a diaper.
Take him out by pulling those trousers up at once. I don't want to hear it. I need to see you in my office. Now.
What? Why does he have a hook?
Because he cut his hand off?
Oh.
In the cemetery?
You pay for this. You all pay!
Oh, because Neville cast it. Maybe he messed it up and pants him instead.
I think he meant it.
Hey, Ginny, what's up? Hey, I hope you have something to say about Voldemort.
No? What the heck is wrong with Ginny?
She's sunk in so low as to eat Doritos.
The way that they've made her character is so obnoxious.
Hey,
yeah, who the heck eats blue Doritos? When you could eat the red ones.
Why eat any Doritos altogether?
Doritos are good, but just the red ones. Like, if you're,
I don't like Doritos.
I guess if you're, it's the only thing you have, sure, eat the blue ones. But
I'm not a fan of Doritos.
Jimmy, this is what's going on. Don't you get it? Everyone is in danger who's near to me. We can't be together because, well, Voldemort is back, which he is, then you're in mortal peril. Don't you get it?
Ew, okay, stop licking your hands, Jimmy.
I know, but the point is Spider-Man 3 is everything sucks and that falls to shit!
I don't remember Spider-Man 2 or 3. I remember
Bully Maguire and the cringe.
I think that's 3.
I'm sorry.
What, at the bar?
That's my little way of saying, well...
Where she's performing?
We can't be...
I think that's 3.
Sorry.
Everyone knows Bully Maguire, though.
Well. Yeah, get out of here, Ginny.
Yeah, no one wanted you anyway. She's way better in the books.
We need a Butterbeer.
Hey! Potter! Hey! It's me!
Who are you?
It's Dumbledore! Listen, Harry, I got some very very important things I gotta tell you.
What, oh, about Voldemort?
Yes, yeah, things that are absolutely crucial for you to know, but I can't get into it right now. I need you to meet me in my inner office at 10 o'clock and come by yourself. Bring that invisibility cloak of yours and don't go blabbing your mouth about this to anyone. Voldemort has spies that could be anywhere, even inside of Hogwarts. Cool. From now on, the only person you can trust, Harry, is me and Severus Snape.
Listen, Dumbledore, I know you don't want to hear this, but I am not so sure.
Was he in the graveyard in Goblet of Fire?
I don't recall.
I think like Snape was
stupid.
There.
You're stupid. No.
Maybe he was. I don't think he was, because I think it was Lucius.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Big reveal.
Cockamamie. Snape has assured me that he lost his hand in an entirely unrelated incident.
Dumbledore, why do you trust Snape so much?
Because I love him.
Professor,
I mean, that's the real reason.
Big reveal. That Severus Snape is, was, or ever shall be a servant of Voldemort.
Voldemort.
All hail Voldemort!
Severus Snape, what are you doing here?
Got tired of being on Dumbledore's lap.
I ought to jelly legs jinx you right now, traitor.
Don't be goofy with me. I'm here to see Voldemort.
How do we know this isn't some Order of the Phoenix practical joke?
I thought you deserted the Death Eaters when the Dark Lord lost his body.
Or were you always a spy for Dumbledore?
Slumber is that Cedric Snore in the...
Bumblesore!
In the Death Eater?
I heard you had your...
Wait, it's the actor.
It's a Cedric actor.
No. Well, if you two know so much about me, you should write a biography. Snape, the double agent!
That's right.
I've always been a servant of Voldemort. I've simply been working undercover, finding out valuable information such as the inner workings of Hogwarts, the roster of the Order of the Phoenix.
You can see the guy
finding
doing
out
the
exactly
music,
what
just
the
sitting there.
Is anyway. I've seen things no Slytherin should see. So if you're done putting each other's feet in each other's mouths, I would like to see my master.
Of course, right away, Severus.
Good.
I think I'll this is the part, the iconic part.
Painting
of
a picture of the stupid looks on your face.
Then, after sneaking into the Department of Mysteries, we'll enchant the
Excuse
secretary. Whoa! Excuse me! I was in the middle of plotting! Where was I? The statues will occupy the guards in the main lobby while you and I sneak into the minister's office. Where you will be one killing curse away from complete control of the entire wizarding world! How does that sound, my lord? My lord?
He's asleep. Why did they give him a yardstick? From his wand. I'm never gonna understand why they did.
He's holding a yardstick.
I mean, it's pretty much a yardstick.
Evil plan?
Well, the details are a little fuzzy, but you did have a very evil tone.
He's all yours.
What, Bellatrix? Come back! No, it's dark. Don't be like this. Now two people are mad at me.
Sir, Severus Snape is at the door and importunes access to you.
Severus Snape?
He seems like absolutely drunk in this.
Yeah.
Very slow.
Is that a new body, my lord? You look absolutely ravishing.
Severus. Such a super secret spy. You're a terrible liar. I'm a wreck!
My lord, you know how for years we've been trying to get Death Eaters into the Grand Army. For years we've been trying to sneak Death Eaters onto the grounds of Hogwarts. Well, I think I finally discovered a way how.
Well, by all means, Snape, tell me.
I can't.
You can't? Tease! Why not?
I made an unbreakable vow not to let any Death Eaters in.
Unbreakable vows? I hate them.
I know, but I had to do it to convince Dumbledore of my loyalty.
There should have been so many more unbreakable vows made in the Harry Potter books. It's such a convenient tool.
What do you propose we
and
do?
They're never
well,
made.
Yeah.
Voldemort should have made one with every
but
single death eater.
Someone who can.
All hail Lord Voldemort!
Lucius Malloy's boy? Are you serious? Help from a child, you've got to be kidding me. Don't make me laugh, I'm pissing.
Oh, if this homemade dark mark won't convince you.
I feel like that's probably what I'm doing.
Then at least hear me out.
That's probably exactly
how do you propose you get my Death Eaters into your little daycare center? And don't suggest a giant slide or a trampoline, because we've already tried those.
The vents. Your Death Eaters shall enter through the ventilation system of Hogwarts.
Duh! The vents! How do we find these vents?
Oh, I'll tell you how to get to the vents. But first... we discuss the subject of payment.
Okay,
catch.
Stop rolling your neck.
It's not a big deal.
Nothing in this world so cruel and demanding as the soul of a child.
Is that a yardstick?
No, it's definitely like in the shape of a wand, but it's like 3 feet
what?
Long, probably.
A galaxy traversing rocket ship with enough fuel to get me to Mars.
What do you want with a rocket ship? What business do you have on Mars?
Let's just say, Pigfots, Pigfots, here I come. Pigfots, Pigfots, yum yum yum.
No, we don't respect my lord. There's one tiny flaw in that flawless plan. Albus Dumbledore.
Ah, you're right, Snape. Normally I'd say, I'll kill him, but I haven't been feeling so evil lately. So here's how it's gonna break down, Malfoy. I need your guarantee that you lead my Death Eaters into Hogwarts. I will simultaneously be attacking the Ministry of Magic. Now I need you to promise that by the end of the Siege of Hogwarts, Dumbledore will be dead. Leave
what
Harry Potter
doing?
To me. But Dumbledore must die. Do we have a deal?
We shall shake on it. An unbreakable vow.
By the end of tomorrow night, Albus Dumbledore will be dead.
Yes, and I'll have my rocket ship.
When the technology is available.
And you have to be my slave for a whole day.
I love how Snape is reacting.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the second time that's happened. That's why I hate unbreakable curses.
Oh, there are so many things I'm going to have you do for me. You're going to clean my room and lay off my knickers, and you're going to take Wizards of Waverly in place for me.
Oh, I hate chores.
I'll be busy with a murder.
It's weird.
I think there's another guy.
Why would Dumbledore want to meet us so late at night?
Well, he's got some information to tell us about Voldemort. Did you bring the invisibility cloak?
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right, Harry, this better be good. Because I don't have a snack, and I'm missing Wizards of Waverly Place for this, okay? So what do we have to do that's so damn...
You can see this, you can already tell the similarities between him and Joker. They both love Wizards of Waverly Place.
It's true. And they both like Hermione.
No, you're not. Okay, when I said I needed your help, I meant both of you. So you guys gotta get over these hurt feelings before somebody gets hurt, okay? Come on.
Hello, Harry.
Oh, oh,
damn it. I told you to come by yourself.
My best friends, and if this information is as important as you say it is, they have a right to hear it.
Well, I've been wrong before. Get in here, hot legs. I was talking to Weasley.
Thanks.
Sorry, the place is such a star.
Iconic poster.
Oh my gosh.
He's on the.
That is a
Boss Zephron
poster.
He is?
Yeah, I'll show you.
You know, in every interview I've ever seen him, he just seems like such a charismatic humanitarian.
You think you like him? Wrong, because I love him the most. Harry Potter loves Zac Efron more than anybody else on the planet.
He does. Anyway, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Voldemort.
Harry is back, not necessarily about Zephron. Everybody knows that I like him the most. But about the Dark Lord. If you want to defeat this guy, you're going to have to know about Horcruxes.
Okay. What's a
Horcrux? Horcrux is one of the most terrifying pieces of magic that a wizard can create. It's actually when a wizard takes a piece of his soul and puts it into something else.
Why would anybody ever want to do that?
Harry, if you have a Horcrux, you can never truly die. Your body can be dead, but your soul can live on.
It makes sense now, Harry. Everyone knows that the night your parents were killed, Voldemort was destroyed, but somehow he survived. He must have had a Horcrux.
He didn't just have one Horcrux. He had six of us. I've already killed the first five for you, so don't worry about that.
It's convenient.
You guys have to find the last one.
Sort of got your
Gryffindor.
There
are seven. That was
it. Four founders of Hogwarts. If anything can destroy a Horcrux, that sword is it.
This thing is so damn awesome. Oh my god, every wizard should have a sword, not these stupid drumsticks. Forget about them.
But that's because he doesn't really even know how to use his one properly.
So we know what a Horcrux is, that's all well and good, but how can we find them? Where are they? Where's the last one?
We find them with this.
Oh!
It looks like G-Unit Bling, but it is actually a Horcrux-seeking medallion.
Wait, that's a Horcrux-seeking medallion? That sounds a little too convenient.
Oh, so you have problems with the time turn, but not with the Horcrux-seeking medallion.
Wait, so if he has this piece of bling, then why are Ron and I even here?
Yeah, Voldemort isn't any of our business.
Hermione Granger, when one of you has got a problem, that means all three of you has got a problem. What would Zac Efron say in a time like this?
That's who really was a comfortable outfit
all
for
anywhere.
The shirt looks so tight on him.
I know, the shirt, and then he's wearing an undershirt.
Anyway, you gotta find the one that
you
got
to destroy. Just
looks like Oh, it must be the Death Eaters. They're coming to kill me. Can't you get your pants on?
We don't have any beards.
I thought I told you they'd be here.
Yeah, it's just building clothes.
Oh, well, put that on. It's not a beard.
Hey, are you Dumbledore?
Oh, no, you should have put this beard on.
Well, have you seen him?
Oh, I thought I saw someone over there by that mirror, but I could have just been imagining what it was that I looked like without this beard.
All right, everybody, spread out and look for Dumbledore. He's gotta be around here somewhere.
Be careful with the Zac Efron poster. It's an antique.
Why do you care so much about Zac Efron?
I just appreciate his charms. And hey,
yeah, but everybody knows that I like him the best.
Oh my god, what
was that?
I wish that I could say that it was me, because I feel that I love Zephron the most. But it was definitely a voice from within this room.
Is it an invisible man?
Could the Predator be in the room?
Begin invisible man search!
With the beard turned me in.
Now we've got you right where we want you.
Yes, but what I don't understand is how.
We had the help of a man on the inside. Someone you trusted. Someone you may have even loved.
Slughorn?
Lockhart?
Aberforth? My brother?
No! It was me.
How for you, little shit!
That's right, Dumbledore.
Draco. If you were going to kill me, you would have done so already.
No. Not necessarily true. I just wanted to offer you one more game of Connect Four before I offed you.
Draco, there are other options. You know, it is time that you look inside yourself and figured out what it is that you really want.
I want a Hermione Granger and a rocket ship.
Well, then why didn't you just take the girl out for a happy meal? Go to space camp. Come on. Murder leads to a life of despair and desperation.
The height difference.
What the devil is going on here?
Yes, thank you.
We've got Dumbledore cornered.
Well, what are we waiting for? Kill him! Do it, Draco!
I don't think I can!
Coward! 10 points from Gryffindor!
I don't understand! I gave you my Letterman's jacket!
I didn't catch that last time that he said Gryffindor and not Slytherin.
Don't kill me!
10 points from Gryffindor when he Draco did it.
Yeah.
Because of me. First Cedric, now Dumbledore. I can't do it anymore.
Come on, let's go to the Burrow. Come
on. No, don't you get it? I had to do this by myself. I did it once when I was a baby. I can't have you guys be near me. I'm going to put you at risk.
Well, no, but we don't care about the risk.
No, you don't understand. You have to get away from me.
You can't mean that.
I do. Leave me alone.
Cornelius Fudge, the Minister of Magic.
Seamus.
Oh.
I still don't believe you're back. Believe this, Fudge! Havana Kedavra!
Oh! A heart attack! Surely! Oh!
Beltrix is kind of annoying in this play.
Oh,
a lot of screaming.
Take me right here. Right now, right here on the minister's desk.
Gonna get you.
Where is Paul?
Gonna get you. Come here, Trixie. Oh, wait. You want to try something new?
Oh, so new.
Get on the desk.
Ooh.
Now sit up, bitch.
Yes, command me, my lord.
I really don't remember.
This is a really uncomfortable scene.
Thank you.
dad, and I can't remember mom. Aunts and uncles aren't quite the same. But I had him, and life seemed fair. Yes, I had him. He was there to give me strength, show concern, ask for nothing in return, say hello, talk me through, do the things that fathers should do.
Do you think Darren Criss is wearing a wig? Or do you think that's his wrap?
It looks like a wig.
It looks real. I thought it was just missing you. Well, because, like, do you think Hermione's hair is a wig?
I don't really know. I mean, like, it's conveniently parted for the scar. Just like a night, he's like, it's like he's wearing a nightgown or something.
Yeah, he probably is.
He should have given it to Draco.
That was part of the deal. Okay, so that is it for A Harry Potter Musical Part 3. If you're wondering why we're wearing different clothes and why it just seems to be a different day, it's because it's 11 a.m. the day after we recorded yesterday, because some of the stuff didn't actually get recorded. Only like half of it did. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Next week, we're going to be finishing A Harry Potter Musical with Part 4. You can leave us a quick review and rating on Apple Podcasts. Leave us check out our website, InsideHogwarts.com, which I am in the process of updating. Emails at InsideHogwartsPod@gmail.com. Let us know all of your thoughts on A Harry Potter Musical so far. And I think that is it. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check back every Tuesday for another episode of Inside Hogwarts.